Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the trap. Get your dead body in the trap. Welcome to the trap. Get your dead body in the trap. Welcome to the trap. Tripping better than slipping. Welcome to the trap. But sometimes we tripping. Welcome to the trap. But sometimes we tripping. Welcome to the trap. Welcome to the trap. Where we joking rap. Good bustin' laughs. Hands slapping laps. Girl slap your laps. Get your do your day. And it's free of cost. Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
I've been going to bed at like 6 p.m. since the time change.
Okay.
And I've been waking up at like 11 p.m.
That's a hell of a time to wake up, bro.
I must be up now. And by the time 1 o'clock hit, that's midnight to me. By the time 1 p.m. hit, that's midnight to me. So
you waking up mad early?
I'm actually waking up late when you think about it. I'm waking up around midnight.
Oh, Jesus God. Oh, so you basically taking like micro naps.
Yeah. You know, well, I go to bed at like 7. That's like a good 4 or 5 hours.
True that. Okay.
But then when I wake up, it's still the same day. And I hate when I have, every time I wake up, I look at the clock and I'm like, yo, it's still today.
It's still today, man.
And I shouldn't be waking up to the same day. Nah, thank God for waking up any day.
That's what I'm saying. That's a nap. That's a late night nap.
But that's how I've been sleeping lately. Just period. Just.
And you don't sleep no other time throughout the day?
Nah, I sleep. I go to bed again.
Okay.
And then wake up around 4. And then I'm now, the past, this whole week, I've been trying to, at 4, I'm like, okay, I'm starting my day at 4 now.
Right.
Hopefully I'll stay up a little later.
Y'all saying echo crazy? Hold on, I got y'all.
You trying out the mics with my story, y'all.
How we sound now? Put a 1 in the chat if we sound cool now.
How we sound now?
Yeah.
Would you rather speak like this in our deep chest voice?
Better, we good? Beautiful.
Or should we talk like this in our high head voice?
I'm gonna tell you like what's his name? The ATL Jacob told
ATL Jacob.
He told the Blad, you sound like Drake. You sound like Drake right now.
Why would you say that to me?
You get offended, you say you sound like Drake.
Why, what did I do?
Hey bro, you got something against me?
Nah, what you say? You saw the No Jumper fight?
Nah, I heard about it though.
You saw him do spinning.
Cam actually told me.
Cam told you about that?
Yeah, Cam texted me. So the guys are out of town.
Cam didn't text me about it.
And let me get this proper intro off. Welcome to the Mayhem Hour. We look at conspiracies and comedy, craziness all across the land, all the crazy things that men and women are doing. And we analyze it, we break it down for your comedy purposes. The guys are out of town, so we're doing a takeover. I got Mike Dam as my trusty co-host as always. If you want to check us out every Friday at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we are live. No,
it's 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time.
There you go. He saved the day.
Woo,
that's what we pay Mike the big bucks for. So today we're going to get into a couple topics while the guys are out.
Yeah.
But before that, what were you just saying now?
Oh, I hate when you do that because you know I don't remember.
You just called me out for not remembering things. He gonna actually say to me, "Hey, you remember that little girl that said pointing out we had a gun that one time?" I was like,
"That's different. That was a traumatic experience.
When would this happen? This is years ago.
This was like a year and a half ago, maybe. And this girl,
that is a traumatic experience.
This girl, we were walking on college campus to shoot content with tripods, and this little girl's with her parents, and she yells out, "Is that a gun?" And I'm looking like, who's she talking about? Because if it is, we got to figure it out. And she keeps yelling it. Next thing I know, she's talking to us.
Yeah, little girl, you can't just be yelling that out. It was a white girl, too?
Definitely a white
girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A little white girl? Oh, no.
That's why I was scared.
She learning early. It is a mayhem on a Tuesday.
Mayhem on a Tuesday. Mayhem every day. You know that. That sound like a Bob Marley song. Mayhem every day.
Every day is mayhem.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I could add on to a quick enough. She said practicing her Karen early. Yep.
Practicing that Karen early.
I guess, is Karen code for privilege? It's just like she was exercising her Karen.
Exercising her Karen. I was just exercising my Karen privileges. Exercising my Karen.
I said she got older and she realized that she could have put our lives in danger. And she regrets it every day and she wants to find us and give us money. That's how I envision what's going to happen in that situation. She's going to find me one day. Oh my God, you're the guy who I yelled out, gun! And I'm like, yes, I am. I remember. She's like, here's $1 million. I've been saving it with all my privilege.
And then the book ended.
And then I live happily ever after.
All right.
All right, let's get into it, man.
Should we get into it? There's a couple crazy things. I told you, know, this show, we look at a bunch of crazy videos, different topics. For y'all just listening, a lot of people are listening to the Comedy Trap House podcast.
That's fine.
And don't watch it on YouTube. So this might be your first time hearing about Mayhem Hour. So check it out on YouTube as well. I'll try to keep y'all in mind while talking about the videos we're looking at. So, football. Mike, you are not a fan. You like mid-fan. Miami Dolphins are coming back. He's a Miami fan, right?
Now I'm a fan again.
What's your history of football? The love of it, your passion for it, anything, if it's even there anymore?
Well, it all started in 96.
Jesus Christ.
No, I always played football growing up as a little kid.
Right.
And I was always decent at it because I was fast. I grew up around white kids too, so I was the fastest.
Okay.
I was a black kid. But I always had good memories of catching the ball and scoring touchdowns during recess.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes at family gatherings, one of the guys who I call my uncle, he wasn't really my uncle, but he used to take me outside sometimes and toss the ball, and that's how we would talk most of the time. And I always remember those moments. And then eventually, junior year is the first time I ever tried to play actual tackle football. And it was a wake-up call for me. I was like, I don't like this. But then I actually came back senior year and more focused. More
tackle football. I ain't like this.
Yeah, I ain't like it. I ain't like how the coaches talk to me. I ain't like all that. I ain't all that yelling and stuff.
Yeah.
But then senior year, I came back with another mindset.
He wanted to hang out with the R&B singers.
That's why I went to play basketball.
Okay.
But then senior year, I came back with another a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually ended up starting as a receiver on varsity.
Okay, nice.
And I led the team in receptions for a while until...
Oh, shit.
Until I didn't.
Okay, all right. You're on a three-game hot streak?
I was, for like four or five games, I was top 10 in the county.
Yeah.
And then other teams started playing for real, and then I kind of just fell back. And then the season got cut short because of Katrina.
Oh.
Katrina affected our season.
One of the other cuz.
So they cut our season in half. Yeah, another cuz. And then I thought I was going to go to college for it. I was not interviewing. I was sending my tapes out a few, and I got a few people calling me back for like these small ass colleges and like Mount Union, Mount Vernon, Mount all this mounts.
DeVry, you know what I'm talking about? We think about starting a football team.
Right. And I'm just like, man, I can't put my life on hold to play football. So that was my last like actual. But I love the Dolphins because I'm a Miami person. And anytime the Dolphins would play on Sundays in Miami, I watch. But as I got older, I just stopped putting my investment in sports that much.
Okay.
But right now, the Dolphins are doing good enough where I can just watch the highlights and be pleased with how they perform and say, hey, I'm from Miami. Then that's as far as it goes. But right now, they're doing good. So, football.
Yeah. Who were one of your favorite football players growing up? Did you have a favorite?
Favorite football player? No.
You didn't really have a favorite?
No, I like Deion Sanders because he was flashy. But by the time I was old enough to understand football, he was already getting out the game.
Well, my football team, who is currently on a hot streak, the Washington Commanders.
Crazy. That's their name right now.
Yeah, it's wild. We have a new name. It's wild. It's kind of stupid. But it might grow on me. Who knows? But anyway.
Sound like a hockey team.
One of my favorite players growing up, when I was in middle school, high school, somewhere around there.
Santana Moss.
He was one of my favorite too. A bunch of Miami boys. Santana, Clint Portis, and one, the greatest Sean Player. Sean Taylor.
Oh, I'm about to say, who the fuck is Sean Player?
Sean Taylor. Do you know Sean Taylor?
It sounds familiar. He's a safety.
He was a safety.
Yeah. See, I know my stuff.
Safety for the Commanders, for the Skins at the time. And he ended up dying. Okay, he got shot and killed in his house in Miami.
Damn.
It was a home invasion.
Damn.
He died, and he was one of my favorite football players. Ended up being killed on the ascent to being like, he was already, it was him and Ed Reed.
Mm.
Always toe-to-toe, like, who's the best in the league?
Mm.
And he was on the ascent to being great. Ended up getting killed tragically. These last couple years, our owner, who has been a horrible, horrible owner, every time something goes wrong with the organization, he tries to put out some type of memoriam to Sean Taylor. So he gets caught, you know, sexual harassment in the organization. Let's do a Sean Taylor memoriam. He gets, you know what I'm saying, caught with, you know, the articles on keeping money from the fans and players. Let's do a memoriam to Sean Taylor. So this past week, we had a big game. And they decided to do, and on the precipice of our owner getting sued again now. He got sued again by this week. And now they decided to do a Sean Taylor memorial. And they said it was going to be, they didn't say this, but word on the street for so long, they're going to do a statue.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do a statue of Sean Taylor. He has plenty of cool poses he's done. Statue. When you think statue, you know what you usually think of, what, like a bronze statue, something like that, right? This was the unveiling of Sean Taylor's statue.
Any headphones?
Nah, you could put on headphones. Just in case. You could hear the
reaction.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What is that is a mannequin with a jersey. And how is that anything like Sean Taylor?
That's plastic.
How is that with paying jerseys homage on it to a man?
Why didn't they build a statue of his face and stuff with his face and his body?
You can hear how the crowd dies out so quick.
Bruh, there's not even a face in there.
It's not. It's nothing. It's some wires that they made into hands or something.
That cost $2,000, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, if that's his way of saying, let's try to make them forget about this, he don't give no Fs.
The owner's on the way out. He's on the way out.
Jeff Bezos. Has he been the owner the whole time?
He's been the owner forever, and he's been trash for the last 20 years.
That's the worst memorial I've ever seen, man. They got statues of guys who had slaves still up.
It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, man.
Look at this shit. They got this whole big ass sheet.
I thought it was a baseball card.
It does look like it. Like, if you hold your hand up to the screen, it's about the size of a car. That's funny.
It looks flat. It just looks regular. It doesn't even look like a mannequin. It doesn't even look
like it.
It's
just constantly disrespectful. I was pissed at that. And that's not the only thing that's crazy this week. But this goes to, we have a segment we do here a lot of times called At Least I'm Not Them. In this actual case, I wish I wasn't a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I wasn't Jerry Jones. Did you see what happened to Jerry Jones?
No.
Jerry Jones has a picture that resurfaced.
Didn't I ask you the other day?
You did ask me.
You said, what happened with Jerry Jones?
You said something. He did something racist or something.
I said, see, his name was trending on Twitter, and I was like, I asked you because I was like, it's football, and you was like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he let me see if I could pull this up real quick. He got caught in a picture from back in the day. Apparently, there was he grew up in Texas, okay? Mm-hmm. He grew up in 1950s and 60s. And there was an image that was found of one of the schools getting blocked in Texas during segregation.
Okay.
You know, so white kids were blocking some of the black kids from kind of entering the school. He was one of the kids in the photo. In the photo. And the reason I say it like that.
Oh, because he wasn't doing the blocking.
He wasn't necessarily doing the blocking.
Well, if he ain't doing the blocking.
Then. He was in the background watching.
Hey, man.
Not blocking, watching.
A lot of people going to watch.
A
lot of people going to watch, man. You can't expect everybody to jump in.
So a lot of people, you know, have their opinion on it, including Stephen A. Smith.
Okay.
Who actually tried to defend him.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I want to hear Stephen A. Smith.
And he's getting tore up.
Me and Stephen A. usually agree.
I actually don't have a Stephen A. But
what do you expect him to do? Stand in the middle of he wouldn't have been the owner of the Cowboys if he did. The white people would not let him succeed.
Somebody said an Autobot Sean Taylor.
because he didn't stand in the middle of that.
Yeah,
he's giving black people he's giving a lot of black people millionaire paychecks.
Because he didn't stand in the middle of it.
Yeah, because if he would have stood in the middle of that, white people have been like, "Get your ass out of here! We are not letting you advance in this country."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But now he owns a team with a lot of black, where he pays a lot of black people's bills.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to give him no power because he's an owner, but I mean, let's keep it straight. Like, it's called a spade a spade.
Here it is.
That whole team black. That whole team got families feeding off of Jerry Jones money.
Here's the so we can see the side by side.
Damn, that picture is so old. How could you even tell that's him? I'm not saying it's not him, but how could you even say that's him?
Yeah, this is actually not the best quality one.
Hey, and look, all right, hold on. I gotta say this too.
Okay.
Let me recant a little bit. The fact that he's even there, is that school?
That's a school. That's what I'm saying. They're blocking the black kids from entering. He went there. He was only like 14, I think. 15 years old, maybe? I don't know.
He gotta not even be in that area, you know what I'm saying? But
I don't know why. Let me see if I find this other picture. But
because you know he's not, you know.
Let's see. Here's the close up.
Is that okay? That look. I can see him.
You can see him, right? That's definitely him.
He looked like he said nigga a lot.
The white kid up front.
Who's
like
that guy right
Elvis.
There? He looked like one of them actors too. Look at that girl right there laughing.
There is a bad bitch in the background though. I'm not.
Look at the front. One behind this guy right here, just laughing. She didn't get her ass.
Yeah, and so my whole thing is, people find this surprising. Like, it's Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I'm not the one that's gonna say this picture is the definitive thing. I don't necessarily know.
This picture does mean something, though. This picture is interesting.
It doesn't matter. It's Jerry Jones. It's the most
what do you mean
Texas
matter?
Ass they can make oil him sell his, making
they,
money.
But they can make him sell his team though.
But why would you would make him sell his team for something he did when he was 14 years old?
They can. If people,
I mean, he is. That.
If he was in the front of that line, if he was in the front doing that, holding back and yelling and shit at black people, then we would have to have a really, really serious.
Oh no, that's a different situation. I completely agree. If the picture showed
him
Jerry Jones, like in the cock position of smacking a black kid. It's just frozen.
Dog. If somebody got that picture, though.
If anybody got a picture.
But here's the thing. That picture, though, someone has been holding on to that picture for years, for decades, probably.
This picture, I don't know, man.
No,
I mean, of course.
I feel
but
like.
But when did they find
it? Someone has had this picture for decades and has been blackmailing Jerry Jones forever. And Jerry Jones said, fuck it, put it out.
Here's the thing. So a reporter came out and said she was doing some research or something
like
and ended up finding this picture. And
yeah, right.
They found something.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. You know
this,
that.
This brings me
like
back
that.
To Dan
Snyder. You seen House of Cards?
Dan Snyder right now. Dan Snyder's the owner of the Commanders. Okay? There's a whole billionaire fight going on right now. He is being forced out by the league.
Mm.
Okay? He is literally, every day there's a new scandal about him. Mm. People know, even the owner came out, Irsay from the Colts, and said, yeah, we should be looking to kick him out the league. Mm. And this is a dude that said, I will go out with my dying breath if they kick me out. All this media stuff is happening to Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder even put in a statement, none of the NFL, the league is the mob. That none of the owners like each other, and everybody's watching each other's back, watching over each other. I think that he has something to do with putting out this picture. Yes. Because as soon as it became clear that he was going to sell his team, that he had, he was being forced to sell his team. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones was the only one that would have his back sometimes. Mm. And I think now that that's over, I think he's going to start smearing people.
Listen.
He's going to start smearing
the owners. I think it's easy to say that the owners conspire with each other.
Right.
To keep power. Because it's only how many of them?
It's only 32.
It's only 32 of them.
Maybe with some minorities.
And they probably also have dirt on each other just in case they lose each other's favor. It's like House of Cards and you know, Game of Thrones and all that shit. You think them 32 people don't be in there, you know, gossiping and spreading news and... Yo, I got this picture of you if you don't back me on this one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And I mean, when you're playing with billions of dollars, it's bound to happen. You're going to have enemies, and your enemies are more powerful than, you know, the average. So
That picture been, I mean, obviously, it's been, where's that from? The 60s? So if someone's had that picture for a long time, holding that over Jerry Jones' head, he probably feel relieved right now. There's probably more pictures like that. There's probably a picture of him spitting in a diaper.
I just want to see just one. Jerry Jones, catch him like this in a cock position, hand cocked. Then it's over. Then we getting him up out of here.
Like, that's why they got Danny Sterling. What's his name?
Sterling
out of there because they got him on tape.
Yeah, but the only... Well, Jerry Jones is old as fuck, too, but Jerry Jones loves his team. Donald Stern, I don't even think gave a fuck about.
I mean, he owned it. That's a lot of money to not give a fuck.
Yeah, but he sold it, and you make all your money, so...
Still, he could have made more
once
money,
once Dan Snyder sells the Commanders, it's going to be... It's like a It's estimated at $6 billion. Like, you walk away with that. He doesn't have that in his pocket. You know, he might have hundreds of millions. But you walk away with $6 billion pocketed, that's a lot of money. A lot of owners don't necessarily have billions, you know what I'm saying?
But they got an asset that's worth it.
Exactly. But yeah, man, crazy shit. Jerry Jones, I don't know. Doesn't look good. In other news, Mike, you like to sleep.
Yeah, I do.
You're a big fan of sleep.
Think that's true.
Chat, how many of y'all like sleeping? Put a one in the chat if you like sleeping. We all like to sleep, right? Well, there's an interesting story that came out of, once again, another football story. Odell Beckham. Let's just go ahead and watch this news story right quick.
Developing now, free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is removed from an American Airlines flight at Miami International Airport. Local 10 obtaining this video showing the moment he was escorted off the plane bound for Los Angeles by Miami-Dade police officers. It all happened this morning. An American Airlines releasing this statement saying that the flight returned to the gate off due to a customer being open.
He was
developing now, free agent wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. is removed from an American Airlines flight at Miami International Airport. Local 10 obtaining this video showing the moment he was escorted off the plane bound for Los Angeles by Miami-Dade police officers. It all happened this morning. Closely. An American Airlines releasing this statement saying that the flight returned to the gate before takeoff due to a customer being OBJ failing to follow crew member instructions and refusing to fasten his seatbelt. The flight crew said they called police in the first place over concerns for Beckham's safety. They say he appeared to be coming in and out of consciousness prior to the departure. And after police removed OBJ from the flight, he tweeted, quote, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all." Calling the situation at hand, quote, "Comedy hour." Beckham was spotted at the Miami Heat game.
But yeah, man, like they said, they called the police because he was in and out of consciousness. He was falling asleep? What?
That's exactly what I'm about to ask. I was like,
my man's falling asleep. He's asleep, so you call the cops. That is ridiculous. I heard that. I'm like, who just jumps to calling the cops when a man appears to be in and out of consciousness? You see how they just change up the verbiage?
Yeah, because that makes it sound like he was drunk or
right.
under the influence.
He clearly walked off the plane just fine, walked out.
He definitely walked off the plane
fine. You couldn't go tap him or something? They were probably yelling from across, sir, 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 seatbelt. I'm asleep.
And if he don't put on his seatbelt, who gonna hit his head on the roof when the thing do whatever it do? Him, that's fine.
Odell got the best hands in the game. I guarantee you, even if the plane jumps up and he don't got his seatbelt on, he'll catch it. He'll catch himself. What? I just thought that was funny, man, and overblown as fuck. The fact that this is even news. The man fell asleep.
And they turned around the whole plane for that? They
really got money to waste. And escorted him off the plane.
They got money to waste.
These airlines be tripping, dog.
These airlines is trash, man. I ain't gonna lie. The airline company is trash, and they taking advantage of people, and I don't like it.
I looked up a flight to go from here to D.C. the other day. $30,000. Yeah, $30,000 for economy.
That's average.
That's about average nowadays.
And honestly, I really think I have to, like, if I can't fly first class, even though I've never flown first class.
Yeah.
I don't think I can travel anymore.
You can't travel anymore, period? Why can't you travel anymore?
It's for the birds, man.
You don't like to travel.
Yeah, I hate it, bro. Hate it, bro. Especially when I
feel you. I'm not like a big. I mean, I love to get to the destination.
I love to get out.
You know what I'm saying? But the
process of traveling.
The process of traveling is a little.
Because I definitely had
to. You say, are you flying a dragon for 30K?
What, a 30K or 30K?
I'm fucking around. He said, "Nigga, you flying a dragon?"
That would be less, I think.
Right.
Or maybe more. I don't know.
Nah, that's gonna cost you a limb.
That's gonna be scary.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to this next story, we want to take a quick ad break. So let's get a word from our sponsor real quick. Mike did a phenomenal job with this, especially listen to the beginning of this. Ad action.
Hey guys, want to tell you about this sponsor, Ground News. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, really excited to tell you about this sponsor, Ground News. This is one of the most interesting news platforms I've ever used because it puts all the world's media in one place. With just a click or a swipe, I can compare how stories are being covered by different news outlets. And here's the amazing part. For every story, I get data-driven analysts of the coverage. I can see bias, factuality, and ownership ratings for the news outlets reporting on the story.
I like that.
So I can quickly get a sense of whether the coverage is balanced.
Okay.
I can even follow specific locations or topics that I'm most interested in, like...
Oh, that Jay Leno story?
Yeah. Now, whether the left or the right is leaning towards whether Jay Leno got burnt or not, I'm just happy he's doing okay.
Because Jay Leno hit the stage again, and now he's performing after he got burned recently. It's cool to see a comedian make it happen, I guess.
Yeah, adversity. One of the things I love most about this platform is that it also highlights blind spots, so I can see when news stories are receiving lopsided coverage from one side of the political spectrum. If you want to join me and uplevel your news reading experience, go to ground.news/comedytraphouse. There's a limited time 40% off on their tier plan this Black Friday, so don't miss it.
Let's get it!
Developing now, free agent, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr.
All right, and we bag people. So check out that. Appreciate them for sponsoring this episode. We'll put the link below in a bit. Mike, finally, I think I got this story I got to tell you, man. I don't know. Did you see Will Smith had an interview recently?
Mm-mm.
He had his first interview back, and he was talking about the story. It was a rough experience for him. The whole experience. He was in one of the worst place of his mm-hmm. of his life at that time and stuff. But he started talking about it, and it made me start thinking, who's the next Fresh Prince person to lose it? Who would you say if any? Let's go through it. We got Uncle Phil passed, RIP, but we got Aunt Vivian. She already went crazy a while back. The first one. We got Carlton. We got Ashley.
Carlton went crazy?
No. I'm just saying, who are the other people that could?
Oh.
So we got Carlton. We got Ashley. We got
Jeffrey.
We got
Jazz. But why do you think they would go crazy?
When I say go crazy, might lose it. Might have a situation where they might have to slap a motherfucker.
So you think it's going to go down the line of Fresh Prince people?
Yeah, that's what I'm...
You think it starts at Will?
That's what I'm trying to surmise, that if Will did this, and there's a possibility, if you thought of somebody that could go do something crazy, who would you be the next person to think is up?
In Fresh Prince?
That was in Fresh Prince, yes. Chat, who do y'all think? Any ideas of who in Fresh Prince would do the next wild thing? Any idea? Waiting to see what they say.
Yeah, I want to see what they say.
Ashley, you know, Ashley could lose it. She'd be like, man, they never took my music serious.
Ashley been quiet for so long.
I'm going to start dancing on top of a car.
Look, someone said Carlton had a clip of him talking about how much he loved white women.
There you go.
Is that losing it or is that stating obvious? I mean, that's not losing it.
He's losing it.
He's losing it.
Let's watch this clip.
We need your cousin, your little kid, to come say, you're losing it, man.
You're losing it, man.
He's probably 18 right now.
All
right,
check the headphone. Y'all got to listen to this. Carlton.
Oh, you had this already?
For me, because there's some hot white out here. And now, I got to say, listen. I have been known to fuck some white girls in my lifetime.
Yeah!
Okay, now I have spent my life on some TMZ.
Yes!
And every time you see me in a club, guess who I walk out with?
Who?
A lovely blonde white chick.
Yeah!
That's wild.
My favorite part of that whole thing was the drum drop at the end.
He was drunk at a club and someone handed him a mic. That's not a good time to have a mic.
That's not a good time.
He forgot he was Carlton.
But that's what I'm saying, you know? It's an out-of-pocket situation. And, you know, now, I don't think any, like Jerry Jones, I don't think anybody's surprised that Carlton loves white women. I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody.
So why do things that people don't think is a surprise surprise them?
Well, I think it's shocking when it actually happens.
Why?
I mean, it's not shocking.
Like
but
car
it's,
accidents?
Yeah, I mean, well, you don't expect that necessarily.
But you do, though. You know it happens.
Yeah, you know car accidents happen, but when you actually see it, you're like, God damn, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, you know. A man admitting his love for these white women is so hard.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you see a man like Carlton by himself, and you in your mind, you like, you know, this guy likes white women, and you see him with a white woman, you still upset?
I don't even know if it's anything to be upset about as much as just laugh at, because
it's funny.
You know,
it's
I mean,
funny. He's
to
like
me,
a black
they
should have
dropped right after that. Doom, doo doom, doom, doo doom. It's not unusual to have love.
My girl's going crazy then.
That'll be going crazy.
But does he want to marry? Who's he married to?
Carlton don't even talk like that.
He was sounding the most hood I've ever
right.
heard.
Right, talking about white women.
Place.
Talking about white
for
women.
Me. You know what I mean? White women.
Hey,
now.
Hey, Alfonso.
Now, I got to say, listen. Now, I have been known to fuck some white girls in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Lifetime.
Okay. On some TMZ,
yes.
And every time you see me in a club, guess who I walk out with? Who? A lovely blonde white chick.
That drum.
What if the next song I was about to play was going to be white chick, white chicks,
white girls? That would have been a drop.
You know what I'm saying? What if he was setting up the next song, you know?
I mean, that's just hilarious. I mean, it's just funny to me. He sounded his most black talking about white girls.
Yeah, for sure.
Alfonso sounded at his most black talking about white girls.
You think he faced a little...
Hey, dog, let me keep it real with y'all motherfuckers. On some real shit, I love white women.
Was that recent?
I think so, yeah. That's it was hilarious. Trending everywhere the other day.
That's hilarious. So what, now he's canceled?
I mean, possibly by black women, but I don't think that. I think they know that he like white women. I don't know if that's... Now, the next one that I could see doing something like that is possibly Russell Wilson. I could see him doing that same thing after Ciara divorces. Or you divorce Ciara. Definitely. One or the other.
Definitely.
There's not even a conversation about that, right?
He's going to white women.
Yeah, for sure. Immediately. He's like, I'm tired of this. You know... She ruined my career. That's what he's gonna say. Ciara ruined my career.
Damn, but he was doing good with her for a little bit.
Just trending, Jayla.
He was doing good for her. Didn't he win the Super Bowl with her? Or was that was did Ciara come after that?
You know what? I think she was around for the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think it is the end of Russell Westbrook's time too. Might be the end of his time. Russell Westbrook. I mean, he's been around for a while, right?
I was talking about Russell Wilson. You said Russell.
That's who I'm talking about. Okay. Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
That's kind of a...
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Their names are kind of similar.
Westbrook, we don't know. He always reminds me of a raptor.
Yeah, he does kind of have like...
He looks like a raptor in the face.
He got a lizard face.
Hell yeah.
Like he live in Florida. Because lizards in Florida.
You said, didn't he leave his white wife for Ciara? Did he leave his white wife for Ciara?
Yeah, he was with a white wife before.
What does his white wife look like?
Plain.
Nah, he went over to the dark side. Son, first wife? It was his first wife?
Russell Wilson and wife.
Oh, this is his wife? Or his ex-wife? She looks like a reporter.
Yeah. Nothing really to say.
I'm sure she's a cool person.
She looks like she has like a heightened energy.
It's just because you saw this picture, right?
No, not that. That's probably her highest, yeah. But like, just even her smile, you could tell. She's like, hey, how was work? Okay, well, ho, ho. Just be like, man. Really don't want to talk to nobody right now.
That's not like Future. That's what Future tell everybody.
Sound like me. Hey, you not talking right now.
Not right now, bro. I'm trying to tell you right now, bro. What else, Mike? Tell me about these hats, man. You talking about some hats? You got a new hat?
Yeah, man. You know, just the panel of hats. It's a distinguished trait. You got to know how to do it.
What does that mean, though?
It means that hat making is an essential art.
This nigga just turned it into an art.
Hat making is a unique trait that not everyone can master. And sometimes, not only is hat making a unique art, but hat finding.
Now, that's real. That's real. We were talking about this off air. Because you got so many hats that like have different brims. Different. This sounds like we're about to get into an ad. Hat wear.
No. Are you tired of hats with big brims?
No, he was honestly telling me about his hat. Like, he found a hat today or...
Yesterday at the vintage market.
You found a hat. And it fits perfectly.
Obviously, I watched
You don't always find a good hat that fits you right.
It's a good look, you know. Without the glasses, too, it fits really nice. Fits the head nice. The brim is not too long. Doesn't go way out there. It's, you know, it's a good color. Goes with my skin well. When you're bald, too, you know, you got to find a good hat. You got hats are investments, you know.
Hats are investments. That's very true.
You're like, I'm going to be wearing that often.
this last week on Mayhem Hour, we played this one video hailing from Thanksgiving. And I gotta show y'all for y'all that didn't see it. Hold on real quick. What's your favorite Thanksgiving Day food?
Stuffing for sure.
That's it?
Stuffing is
just
amazing.
The stuffing for, I can eat stuffing anytime.
Be honest, I can eat stuffing anytime.
Why do we just keep stuffing for Thanksgiving? Why is that like just dedicated?
I kind of like it like that though. You know, I don't want to get tired of it. But the thing is, if I go to Boston Market right now, I'm eating stuffing. Speaking of,
bro, Boston that you gonna start an argument on this goddamn channel.
What about how good Boston Market is?
Oh Lord, Mike,
bro, I hate the slander that Boston Market gets, man. It's really
you are one of the only black people I've ever met that like Boston Market.
No, that's not true. I know some black people too.
Chat, put something in the chat if you like. If you like Boston Market, listen, tell us if you like Boston Market.
There are potatoes. There are seasoned potatoes with the red bottoms on them. Fire.
That's how you make sure you got the good
spiral noodles. Fire. They're stuffing. Fire. Cornbread. Fire. Chicken. Fire. It's juicy.
I gotta see what the chat's saying, because I haven't been to my.
Someone said, what's Boston Market? Boston Market is fire.
What?
Come on, man. I'm telling you.
Boston Market is good.
Let's go there right after this.
Boston Market?
Let's go there right after this, bro. I'm telling you.
That just sounds like such the plainest.
No.
Food. Boston Market?
Get everything I get, bro. The macaroni fire, dog. I mean, you know I got good taste buds, man.
It's just shocking. It's like,
it's shocking, but it's true. You know I got good taste buds, man. I'm not eating foolishness.
It's like listening to Carlton talk about white chicks on stage. It's not unbelievable. It's just shocking to see.
The
chicken is fire.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you don't like Boston Market, I don't know, man. Boston Market to me is like if Thanksgiving was lunch.
Shaniqua would look like she mixed. You mixed. One side might like the Boston Market over the other.
There's a lot of other people in here that say like it.
I heard Boston Market going out of business.
See, it's the gnarliest roast chicken. It's like step above grocery store.
Hey, shout out to Brian for $22.
Hey, man, y'all need to be more like Brian.
Appreciate you, Brian.
Appreciate everybody else, too, man. But, nah, man, Kimmy, you don't know. I don't think you really tried it.
Boston Market plain as fuck?
It is plain. I just said, look, it's like the lunch food.
How you going to say?
Okay. No. It's like if Thanksgiving was lunch food. If you had to, like, make Thanksgiving everyday food.
Okay.
It would be Boston Market. And that's like a step down from Thanksgiving, but it's still good. It's still
part of me
good.
Is saying, why the fuck would you water down? He said 22 euros too. Shout out, Brian. they ain't just dollars.
That turned like 28 USA.
Honestly,
let's take that money and go to Boston Market. We get two meals with that.
I don't know the exchange.
Where else in America can you get two meals for $22?
That is so. It's cheap.
It's not bad. It's like $10-$12 a plate.
Boston Market.
That shit good.
Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you the truth. My older brother, when I was a kid, worked at Boston Market. When I was younger, I was probably like
eight years old.
Yeah. My brother was probably like in his teens, and he worked at Boston Market for a little bit.
Cause he know what's up.
We didn't talk that whole time.
Shut up. You talk to that man. That man bringing
Boston
and
Market
good food to y'all. Y'all ungrateful.
I'm gonna try it just because Shanika said try.
She said I did try it, Mike. I felt disrespected because of lack of seasoning. That's Kimmy. Don't make me disrespect you.
This is gonna make black people go to war right now.
I'm mad. Yeah.
Does the black delegation bring in Boston Market?
Look,
if we had to choose from restaurants, you would choose Boston Market.
Okay. Look. I say this. Boston Market over any Mexican food.
But that's your strange opinion.
Someone's trying to say Boston Market is expensive and bland. It's not expensive, first of all. And I just said bland. I said cafeteria food because I was just saying.
Cafeteria food.
It is. It's literally one step down from Thanksgiving.
A part of me understands it's like, ooh, if I could get a quick lunch that's comparable to something like Thanksgiving,
Boston Market.
Let me do that. But at the same time, in my head, why would you water down Thanksgiving Day?
I'm not trolling y'all. I'm for real. Man. I'll go to Boston Market right now. Listen. Me and my mom, when my mom used to work at the cleaners,
Okay.
Some days after work, she look at me, you want to go Boston Market?
Yee-hoo! You a strange kid, dog. What?
Macaroni, the core bread?
Over McDonald's?
Yes! Sometimes I like McDonald's too, and I ain't gonna lie.
Mike from a different planet, dog.
Nah, man, don't say that. I think y'all need to try.
You from Boston or something?
Nah, I think y'all need to try Boston Market. Just nostalgia. I went back.
The Boston doesn't even sound like they have good food.
That's fucked up, man. There's a lot of people in here from Boston.
Sorry, it sounds like y'all don't have good food.
When we went to Boston, you ain't have good food?
Hell no, I didn't have a good time outside of the show.
Listen.
Boston?
Look, someone said nostalgia. The other day I was back in Miami, right? I was last month, right?
Yeah.
I purposely went to that same Boston Market, sat down and ate, had a great time. Food was amazing.
Now, you want to talk about white establishments from the early 90s? Have you ever heard of Roy Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Is it like Kenny Rogers?
I never heard of Kenny Rogers.
It's probably the same thing.
It's like a fast food spot, but they had bomb breakfast.
No, it's not Kenny
Rogers. Any of y'all heard of Roy Rogers? That shit old as fuck. It was in the DC area. I don't know where else it was.
So what Mark Wahlberg
is the only good thing from Boston.
Boston Market, man. I'm telling y'all, man. And I don't even know if Boston Market's
from Kenny. Somebody said it's Kenny Rogers. Not where I'm from. Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers was like a chicken roastery. You would go in there and you would smell like, it was like Pollo Tropical, but it was like American roasted chicken.
Well, Kenny Rogers, first of all, is an American songwriter.
You gotta take a restaurant, man. You got a restaurant. But it was like barbecue and they would have fire soup. I would go in there for the chicken soup.
Yep. Ah, so it's a chicken place. Yeah, Kenny Rogers, but
they would roast it. You go in there, you see the chicken rotating in the thing.
Interesting.
That shit smell good, and then the chicken soup, fire.
It's in 1976, Roy Rogers.
See, y'all know Kenny Rogers. I know my food, bro. I know what's good or not.
They used to have Roy Rogers in New York. See, they know about Roy Rogers.
Oh, that must be up north. Yeah, it's definitely up north.
They said Donna Summer from Boston.
That's messed up, y'all. Boston Market is... Let me see where Boston Market is.
What's up, Aaron?
Where was Boston Market founded?
I think there is one Roy Rogers somewhere in the world.
I'm going right after this, bro. Can you take me to Boston Market after this?
Yeah, I'll take you to it. I don't know. Chat, should I take them to Boston Market after
this? Ask them.
I don't know. Am I doing my friend a service or disservice?
That's good, wholesome chicken, man. It's better than fast food.
Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers was a real dude, too. He was a cowboy, I guess. Or actor or some shit. Roy Rogers restaurant. Yeah, Roy Rogers. You never seen that logo before?
Nah, that looks cheap.
Let me see. Man, all this shit is cheap.
Not Boston Market.
The food expensive, but you said it's watered down.
It's not watered down. It's just a level down. That's not bad.
Yeah, man. Sounds like the brothers who didn't want to just name the restaurant Rogers to Kenny and Roy.
Yeah, right? I thought it was the same thing.
I want the name. It should be named after me. I'll start my own restaurant then, Kenny. Well, fuck you, Roy. Who that motherfucker thinks he is? And they both killed each other, man. Leaving millions behind of dollars. Yeah, man. Very enlightening. What are you looking up right now?
Boston Market.
Did you type in Golden Corral?
No. I said, where is Boston Market from? Now I'm going to type in where is Boston.
That would be Market hilarious if it said Florida.
Right?
Like, Boston Market started in Kuwait.
It's one down the street, though.
Anybody watching World Cup? It's on right now, I think. We're about to be on. About to get off here before it starts.
But. Yeah, I'll be watching the highlights, not the whole game. So I don't watch whole games of soccer.
You don't like it?
I mean, I play soccer growing up, so... But nah.
But I'm saying you don't like watching the whole thing?
No, I don't like watching the whole sport. Nothing too much of any sport. It's like a waste of time.
Oh yeah, you're not really a big, out of everybody in the group, you're not really a big sports guy.
But I you could say at one point I was bigger than a lot of people.
Sure. So, you know, especially when LeBron was with the Heat, it was a different thing.
Yep. And when
we got World War II flying.
Yeah, that is an old plane.
Hold on, y'all, they're coming. They found out Mayhem Hour took over Comedy Trap House.
Well, then they would try to be a little more discreet.
We're gonna hear it.
Dog. The thing is, it would hit us right. I wouldn't even run.
Imagine back
I would
then just like, hearing that out the sky all the time.
Is that coming towards us? I think it is. By the time I get up, boom. We think it's an old warplane or something. It sounds like it's about to like let go 50 parachute soldiers or something.
Get the Comedy Trap House, get on the fucking ground, you fucker. Busted in.
I could have just not.
We're never seeing from again. All y'all have is this last clip of the stream. Y'all can clip out before they edit it off.
If we don't go viral, I'm not fucking with nobody no more.
Yeah, if we don't go viral for the government busting in here and shutting us down for our 100 viewers right now.
If y'all don't take this and record it.
Yeah, you better get the fuck out.
I don't know what's up with y'all. I know Brian would.
Be like, what do we need to do to make it?
That was like one of, in our episode actually for our Comedy Central show.
What? Which?
Where we got swatted? Remember?
Oh yeah, we did at the final episode.
It's kind of funny. Anyway. Y'all should go back and watch that again. It's actually really good. It's light, but it's like it's good. It's just good content. It's nothing that's gonna change the world, but it's good content.
What, the Comedy Central show?
Yeah.
Six Guys, One Car. Y'all check that out.
Yeah.
Six Guys, One Car on Comedy Central, if you haven't checked it out on their YouTube channel.
That second season, we didn't get to write it how we wanted to, guys. We were overhauled, but still good.
Oh, man. Ladies and gents, I think we're coming to a close right here. I hope you enjoyed this.
They said the last thing that they would hear from us is that Mike thinks Boston Market is good.
I'm so sorry that we had to end on such a dark, dark note.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to make you try it. You're going to come back next week. Tune in Friday, y'all. Two-day Friday for Manny Mayhem Boston. At 10 p.m. PST. 10 p.m. EST.
Mayhem Hour.
And he's going to give his review on Boston Market. His real review. Because have you ever really tried it?
When I was a kid, and I just didn't
like
that shit.
You're a kid, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, when your taste buds are still pure and natural.
Wow, okay. Now you're a grown man, you have sense, you're not as biased as you used to be. I think you should try it again, man. It's actually really good.
Do y'all have any better restaurant suggestions? Well, okay, Mike likes Boston Market.
It's not that I'm...
Hold on. You said your piece. What do y'all suggest he go try that will trump his Boston Market love? What restaurant should he try that would trump his Boston Market?
That's not a fair question.
Why isn't it a fair question?
Because I know there's better restaurants out there, man.
But there might be something comparable. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the same
Thanksgiving
thing.
Thanksgiving food?
Yes.
That's good? All right, sure. Y'all suggest it.
Well, what has Boston Market
Someone
kind
said,
of...
said, try a dumpster. Okay, see.
Try a dumpster. Oh my god.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Kara.
Oh my god.
She understands. I'm really happy people like Kara exist, man, because I don't know how I would be sane in this world.
Porto's.
Porto's sell Thanksgiving food? I thought I saw cakes. Everybody in the chat who hasn't tried it or who thinks they don't
dumpster
like it.
Market.
That is our mission today as a chat, guys. Today, go out and try some Boston Market. Get the red potatoes with seasoning. Get the macaroni.
Oh my god!
Get the cornbread and get the chicken. White meat.
Yo, y'all go to Mike Damn Instagram and blow his ass up with some Boston Market.
Yeah, hit me up.
If y'all... they have I wish they had a Boston Market emoji.
La Granja doesn't. That's Cuban food, man. That's not Thanksgiving. I know about La Granja. Olive Garden is Italian.
Olive Garden?
Olive Garden.
You fuck up some breadsticks.
Olive Garden is terrible.
That's the shit I used to fuck with
as a kid. That shit used to be fire as a kid. That was fine dining to me as a kid.
Bob Evans.
What is that? I'm going to look up
Bob Evans.
That sounds like a furniture store.
Bob Evans. Don't they make sausage?
American restaurant chain.
Mm-hmm. And they make sausages, right?
What do they serve? What do they serve? Probably like pizzas and shit.
Pizzas?
That look. It looked bad.
Click on images.
Oh, they might have turkey too. Oh, they look like they got turkey too.
Like, they said bring your own seasoning.
Look at this guy. Like,
Earl of Sandwich Thanksgiving. Sandwich.
This is what they serve?
Earl of Sandwich?
This looks like plain Thanksgiving.
What is Earl of Sandwich?
Okay. Nah. See, they don't even got corn. Look at the bread. See, Boston Market got corn bread. That's sweet
no way
and
good.
Savory. It is.
Is it like Jiffy?
Yes.
I ain't gonna hold you up. Jiffy got the best corn bread.
I think they probably use Jiffy. What else they using? Look at this bread they give you. This is lunchroom bread. This is straight lunchroom.
It might be soft, nice, and light.
Nah. You can tell that's dry bread, bro. Come on, man. Stop capping for the camera, man. Look at that mashed potatoes. That shit look like chalk. You can see it.
That shit don't look that good either. I ain't gonna lie.
Boston Market look way better than this.
Pull up a picture of Boston Market. This is a disaster. This is a disaster. Boston Market. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, y'all. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to see what Mike's talking about.
Ugh. I think you would enjoy it, man. I'm trying to find a plate I get, but like, okay, straight up. Look at the macaroni look good, man. That's good macaroni. Spirals? Have you ever had macaroni with spirals? Shit good, man. Let me try to show you the potatoes, bro. That's the money right there. All right, there.
We going to get the fuck out of here before you piss the fans off anymore. Guys, y'all, we love y'all, man. This has been a fun little takeover. The guys shall be back next week. Hey, we should do this again. Again, every Friday, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. We live. We doing it big. If you home, kicking it. Have some laughs. Let's have a good time. Comedy Trap House News, Monday. Comedy Trap House Podcast, Tuesday. And Mayhem Hour, Friday. Thanks for the donations. All the love. Peace, y'all.
To the trap.
Get your dead welcome body in the trap. Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead welcome body in the trap. Back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap.
Where we joke and rap.
Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost. Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.